Great, thanks, Rick. We're going to maybe change a little bit of our childish thinking in that we've played hide-and-seek for a lot of years. And even this morning, there was some activity going on with some of the young people. And what was the one saying, hail all units or something like that? It was just a nice little fun activity that was going on, hide-and-seek. But we're going to seek and hide. The scripture today is going to come from Psalms 119, 10, and 11. And it says, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. And then verse 11 is one that I would like for you to be able to say without looking at it by the end of the service. And that's, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. That's King James Version. I don't know. Sometimes it just seems a little bit better to memorize some of those things. It makes me feel more English anyway. So let's get the first two words. Thy word. Got it? Thy word. All right. So let's turn in your Bibles. Literally. You give me... Brent, could you help? Could you grab all the Bibles in that section? And may I? Let's turn in your Bibles.
Turn in my Bibles?
Yeah. Turn them in.
Oh. I don't want it. You're going to give it back.
Maybe. You got any here? All right. Very good.
Big enough arm?
Yeah.
You know, I might need some help here. Yeah. Well. I don't want it. Don't want any cheating. All right, I'll make one load. Oh, good. We're good here, or without here? We're without there.
I like looking up on my PDA. You need that
too. Oh, yeah. Well, we better do that.
I know. The Bible's in the phone.
Yeah, that's right. There's the Bible in the phone. Okay. All right. Isn't there an old song? Don't it always seem to go? You don't know what you got till it's gone. Okay, so now where are we at?
Thy word.
All right, not other people's words, thy word. Thy word. Now, what if we have hid in our heart? Thy word have I hid in my heart. Now, don't let me discourage any Bible memorization, okay, that goes on. Because it's a great thing, it's a wonderful activity, especially, you know, Sunday school, Bible school, and other things. And we give rewards for that sometimes. But the real reason, thy word have I hid in my heart, is not for rewards, it's so that I might not sin against thee. That's why we hide the word in our heart. So, how much scripture isn't here? How much scripture is out there? How much do we have amongst us that we've hid in our heart that we might not sin against him? We have lots of things in our hearts. We have lots of things that are said and lots of little phrases and things that are around. Which ones are from God? I'm going to read off about 20 phrases and things, and you can make little notes on something if you want. It's, you know, you can do it mentally. You don't have to. I'm not going to have you turn this in. We're not going to see who's got the most or anything like that. I'm going to read some things, and we'll read through them all, and then we'll come back and see what have we hidden our hearts that is of God, and what if we just sort of hid in our hearts that that sounds really good. That's really good. So, a fool and his money are soon parted. Is that in the scripture, or is that just something you know? A fool and his money are soon parted. God helps those who help themselves. And again, you just, Bible or not? Bible or not? Cleanliness is next to godliness. Talking about that clean thing.
Yeah.
All right. All right. No peace for the wicked. Some say no rest for the wicked. Money is the root of all evil. Nothing but skin and bones. Out of the mouth of babes. Can a leopard change its spots? Charity begins at home. You reap what you sow. It's a drop in a bucket. Honesty is the best policy. Beggars can't be choosers. There's a time and place for everything. A merry heart does good like medicine. Everything that glitters is not gold. At their wit's end, to thine own self be true. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And read the handwriting on the wall. Okay. A fool and his money are soon parted. Anybody knows where that comes from? Anybody know where that comes from? Nope. Tom Tusser had that quote first. Now, again, we're going to be kind of, well, it's Robert, well, not like that. It does tell us, you know, how a foolish person will spend or how a foolish person will deal with money, but that saying, and it was 500 points of good housekeeping was the writing that this came from. God helps those who help themselves. They got an idea where that came from?
My father.
Your father. I didn't have that down, but I could put it down. Right next to money doesn't grow on trees and things, yeah. Sidney Algernon, back in the 1600s. Some would attribute it to Ben Franklin as well in his Poor Richard's Almanac. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Man Rogers. You know, I could have expounded a little bit. Yeah. John Wesley, it was from a sermon that he gave. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Not to take away from cleanliness, just no peace for the wicked, or as we often say, no rest for the wicked. Anybody? Isaiah 57:21. So yeah, that's where some of you might want to jot these down to check up since you can't right now. Money is the root of all evil. There you go. Sort of the extrapolation that's taken place over time. And some of these things, again, like we've had Fool's Money are soon parted, sort of extrapolated as we've gone through the years. But in the world, a lot of times they say money is the root of all evil. But Scripture says the love of money is the root of all evil. So avarice, you know, that greed type. nothing but skin and bones. It's from Job. Job 19:19-20. And a lot of times you probably have to look in the King James Version to get the similar. But also, later, I think it was in verse 20, they have skin in my teeth. And I thought, oh, I didn't know that one. That's an old one. Out of the mouth of babes. Scriptural as well. Thinking, can a leopard change its spots? Scriptural, Jeremiah 13:23. Charity begins at home. Sir Thomas Brown, from his Religio Medici. Back when that was in vogue, I guess. You reap what you sow. You guys are getting a little timid here. What's scriptural? Very good. Galatians 6:7. Although you reap what you sow unless you have somebody custom plant it for you. That's a drop in a bucket. Drop in a bucket. Ray, I'm glad you try. Isaiah 40:15. Isaiah 40:15. Somebody's phone is going. No. Honesty is the best policy. In a form, in extrapolation. Ben Franklin was the one that put it in his almanac. Beggars can't be choosers. Was that people? Yeah, that's what people say. John Hayward, back in 1546, gets credit for the quote. There's a time and place for everything. Yeah, we'll go with yes, because Ecclesiastes 3:1. Time and place for everything. A merry heart doeth good like medicine. That's Proverbs 17:22. Everything that glitters is not gold. People, Kenny Rogers and Chaucer and Shakespeare, all those guys about the same level. Yeah. At their wit's end. Psalms 107:27. To thine own self be true. Hamlet. Yes, Shakespeare, Hamlet. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Matthew 7:12. And to read the handwriting on the wall. King, did I hear Nebuchadnezzar? Yeah, I'm seeing the handwriting on the wall. Okay, now, if you got 0 to 15, hope you had fun. If you had 15 to 20, I still hope you had fun. It's something for us to think about. What have we hid in our hearts? And what have we grabbed hold of and hid to almost make it a part of us, something that we utilize in life? Now, not detracting from maybe the good that was in even sayings that we know, but why don't we take the same energy to hide in our hearts what's in the scripture? Thy word have I hid in my heart. Can you repeat that? Thy word have I hid in my heart. We need to do more of that. Where would it be if that time does come when Scripture is taken away from us? Where would we be? Way back again, I think, you know, because Mike and John, you know, got college people that I know, I'm hearkening back to that time period a lot. And I think of there was a youth leader that we had, Tim Henley, that would gather us in SMOTS meetings, secret meeting of the saints. And just with the idea that we were really thinking the end times are tomorrow or in the next moment or things like that, and could be, folks, could be. But his thought was, what do we do if they take everything away? What happens to us? And so we were trying to more intentionally memorize Scripture and bring it into our hearts. So, you know, I mean, I gave you two verses today, la-di-da. But what else have I hid in my heart? I need to put more Scripture in my heart. Ready? Thy word have I hid in my heart. Why? So that I might not sin against thee. So that I might not sin against thee. So during this time too, and I don't recall a time period. I think you both might have been there. John, Mike, maybe who knows? Who else? But we were having a meeting, our meeting of Penn Christian Fellowship. And we were having elections at night, and I was doing my job, and I was handing out, you know, the ballots and stuff. And those of you that have been to Penn know Lewis Hall. In Lewis Hall, there's what they call the formal lounge. In the formal lounge, you can come in, and there's some nice, I guess you call them French doors, they can open in. Or you can go in and go get past the guards and get in and see people. And so we were having our thing. I'm passing them out. And all of a sudden, through these doors, come soldiers. And these soldiers come through, and whoa, what's going on here? And they say, this meeting will stop, and no one here may say the name of Jesus Christ, nor will any scripture be read. The government has taken over, has been taken over, and the name of Jesus should not be said. And so I continue to hand things out. And a guy comes over to me and grabs me a little bit. He's got an automatic weapon at his side. He says, what are you doing? And I just said, I'm doing the Lord's work. And I forget what happened at that point because somebody was grabbing our president, who was Mark Manier at the time. And they're going, again, you know, we're stopping this meeting. And if you want to have a gathering, you may come with us. And we'll take you to where you can have this meeting. Okay. So, they take people outside and get them into trucks, army trucks. Not little toy trucks, army trucks. And so they're taking us, and we go to what was then the armory. I don't know if it still exists or not in Oskaloosa. And so we go there, and they have us come in and said, you can sit down, you can carry on your meeting, you may gather. We're not against gathering, but can't say the name of Jesus Christ or use any scripture, so proceed. So Mark, in his great wisdom and kindness, says, Arlen, why don't you lead us in some songs? Oh, thanks. And there's something to hiding something in your heart. There's something to God's timing. There's something to a lot of other beautiful things that can take place. But it's the intentionality of the past that can help you in the present. So I go and I just smile. Because we had been on a lay witness mission sometime prior to that, and we had come back with a song in sign. Oh, how I love Jesus, just the chorus. I mean, not that good. So we started in, and I just raised my hand like this. And you could see just people go, yeah, baby, here we go. Because we didn't have to say a thing. And so I started in. I got about here, and it goes, wait, what are you doing? stop that. What are you saying? What's going on here? And I said, we're just doing a song. Well, what is it? What is it? What is the song? And I said, it's Oh How I Love Jesus Because, and he grabs me and pulls me away. You can continue to have your meeting. And Mark, in his wisdom and passion again, says, Jim Hoeksema, would you please come up and lead the song? Jim didn't know what else to do, so he went. So it was good fun. Because obviously I'm here and you're here, and things weren't changed. All of those soldiers in their fatigues and things were Christians from the local National Guard or something. A couple gals that had gone to that Nazarene church had done the idea of bringing them here to our fellowship. So, yeah, and it was, there are some other blessings along the way, because when we were in this truck, there was one of the soldiers in the back of the truck. There was a guy named Steve Booth who was thinking about starting a mutiny and shoving the guy out. Wow. So anyway, because I didn't know in the scripture too, and that's where I've got the concept, I don't have the verse right now, but hidden in my heart, that it's up to us that are in such a situation to not overtly challenge that authority, because we are there to save them. And so, learned a little bit that way, but also thought, I had something hidden in my heart that I felt like would be glory to him, a witness to others. So, why do we hide his word? Thy word have I hidden my heart, that I might not sin against thee, that we could stand up for him. There's a beauty in that story. And I hopefully you're not saying, wow, Arlen, that was really something what you did, because that was nothing. Because that's what you would do. That's what any of us would do that believe in Christ. We would do our best with the knowledge we had at the time to address the situation. The beauty in that was that, at least when challenged, I said, I'm going to continue on. The tragedy is, that's 30-some years ago. You know, what has happened in my life that's challenged me, and have I stood up? Have I used the word that's hidden my heart to stand up? And that's the question we have to ask ourselves. Have we hid the word in our heart so that we might not sin against, so that we might proclaim, and, you know, I'm going to have to keep looking at your mission statement. It's to proclaim. Speak out. So, Psalms 119:11, and there's a beauty in that if you're trying to struggle with that. What is that? So it's Psalm 119:11, and if you forget, it's still 119:11 going backwards. So, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Last time, we're going to say it together. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. It would be nice. Oh, yeah, Psalm 119:11. And so it might be nice, too, that should happen to you that you're accosted by soldiers, that you could learn this as well. All right? So it's a simple little thing to learn. Now, I use the right hand. I think that's correct. Are there many signers here? Okay, so I'm going to use what I know. And so, okay, all right. So do they still do it? Oh, is how? Is that how I love? And you got to go like this. Don't go like this, right? Because that's lust, right? Go love. Well, good for you. Good. Love, and this for always causes me pause. Jesus. I mean, you can go to people that aren't Christians, but if they know sign, they know that this is Jesus, and what's that mean? Then you can tell them. So it goes, "Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me." And I don't know, I think they do first different or something, but that's the way we learned it. So it says, because he, the Lord, he, because he first and then loved me. Okay? So let's do it singing and then we'll do it silent and say the verse and then we'll be done and our stomachs can start thinking of getting gratification. Okay? So, "Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me."